But a thing wrong with America today is that the lack of fear and faith in the Word.
Right.
In Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Right.
The first part of helping the world is to teach about God and our salvation. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are ye saved through faith.
Right. Yes.
So it doesn't matter how much money you have or if you're a good person.
Right.
Through faith are you saved.
Right. That is right.
Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Right.
And in Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For
right.
He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of all things, rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Right.
In Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about pretty much the whole thing about faith. We all know Noah. In verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of the God, things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by the which of condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
Right.
So the question I ask you guys, do you have your right faith?
That's good. Yeah, right faith. That's good.
And then Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. God despises the shame for us to have salvation.
Sure. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
My last thing I have for you guys, will you put your faith in the Lord like Job did, or will you choose the world?
Yeah.
That's all I have.
That's good.
That's good.